Good morning, Mitch.
Morning, how are y'all?
Doing well, thanks. Let's get things started with Matt Kawahara.
Hi, Mitch. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good to virtually meet you. First of all, what made the A's the right fit for you when you were making your decision in free agency?
Well, just going through it again, it seems like it's getting a little tougher every year, but the A's called and really wanted, it seemed like they wanted me, and it's good to feel wanted in that situation. And obviously, it's a great team. They've been going in the right direction every year. It seems like a lot of young talent, and a team that's trying to win, and that's stuff that I'm looking for, because it's tough to find that nowadays. And I'm happy to have an opportunity here, and happy that they wanted me.
Are you pretty familiar with some of the guys here, just having played in the division for so long?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a few years since I've been, in this division, but yeah, definitely followed up on them, and it's a good group, man. It's a real good group, and a lot of young talent here, and obviously, kind of mix in some veterans here at the end of this off season, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. It's been fun to watch those guys.
Manolo Hernandez Duen.
Hey, good morning, Mitch. Welcome to our humble side of the world. Mitch, the Coliseum is known for being a pitcher's paradise. Pitchers dominate here. I don't know if maybe some hitters is scared of this, but you love it. 15 home runs, 53 games says a lot. Could you talk a little bit of your success here in the Coliseum? And is something you're looking forward to in 2021?
Yeah, I don't know what – I can't put a finger on what it is, man, that's helped me see the ball there or have success there. But I definitely seen the ball better there. I don't know if it's the backdrop or just – I don't know. I feel comfortable in the box, and, it seems like I see the ball pretty well. So hopefully I can build on what I've done there so far and help the team out this year.
Yeah, when we talked yesterday to Trevor – Rosenthal, we asked him about several players he knew on this team, and he mentioned you as a great clubhouse guy. How important for you, my friend, is to have a good chemistry for a team in these days where there's so many numbers and numbers here, numbers there? How is it so important to have a good club chemistry?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very important. I've been fortunate to play on some really good teams, and every one of them have had that. They've always had a good clubhouse, a great group of guys, some guys that can kind of lead the way and lead by example. And, just from the first, couple of days of being here and being around the guys, it's, this team's got, it's got it all when you look at that. And, it's very important. And I feel like it's kind of a dying breed, but, I think that's as big as anything when you tackle the grind of 162 game season, to be able to, have fun at the ballpark every day, come in ready to play and keep your mind right. That's as important as anything.
Martin Gallegos.
Mitch, how's it going?
How's it going?
Pretty good, thanks. We were talking about, I know you're a guy who prides yourself on defense a lot, but it sounds like you may get some more time at DH here. What are your kind of thoughts just on making that transition, and have you kind of thought about how that might, be a difference from past years for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be different. So I'm kind of looking forward to camp to figure out how to transition into that a little bit better, get a game plan together and a routine together for that job, so it I can't answer on it yet. Maybe in a few weeks I can have a better answer, but that's definitely what I'm looking forward to in camp, to try to figure out a routine of how I'm going to do it during the season a little bit better. It's something that is a little, it's kind of a new thing for me. I did it a little bit in San Diego last year, so just try to build off of what I picked up there, and then add to it here and try to be ready to go when the season gets here, and just my numbers call.
Matt Kawhara?
Just following off of that question, what did you learn last year about just the challenges and how to sort of stay ready over the course of a game to do that DH role, especially last year with the not being able to kind of use in-game video as much?
Yeah, it was more or less just trying to figure out ways to kind of keep my body loose, stay engaged. You know, I kind of treated every at bat like it was going to be a pinch hit. You know, because it seems like when I pinch hit, I've always been able to kind of get myself ready for that one at bat. And I felt like if I broke it down that way, then it would help me. And I think it took me a while to get that mindset, but there towards the end, that's kind of the way I treated it. And, you know, I like the way that felt. So I'm going to probably start there and then see if I can pick up a few things from talking to other guys and go from there. But yeah, I mean, that's probably where I'll start. Just try to figure out a way to keep my body loose, keep my swing feeling good, and, you know, be ready from pitch one.
Alex Coffey.
Hey, Mitch. I was wondering if there's any comfort in being reunited with Elvis Andrews. I know that you guys spent a lot of time together in Texas. You know, just joining a new team, new organization, does that help ease the transition at all?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a pretty easy transition. This is a great group of guys and a great staff, and everybody's been very welcoming and helpful so far. So, you know, it's been pretty easy. But, yeah, having Elvis here, you know, cutting up, kind of taking it back to old times. We've been texting, and then obviously when I saw him, you know, just trying to catch up a little bit for the last few lost years we hadn't had together, but definitely makes it easier to see him every day. And, you know, I play with Deekman as well. So seeing Deek again is great. And then Rosie last year. So got a few familiar faces, but, you know, like I said, overall it's been a pretty easy, you know, start.
Matt.
You've touched on this a little bit, but this is a team that returns quite a few players from a team that won the division last year, even in a short season. Just what's your kind of early impression, overall assessment of the group, the team?
It's just a complete team, man. Everywhere you look, as far as like defense, lineup, pitching staff, starting and relieving, and even the depth of it is – it seems really solid here. You know, the guys are all, you know, they're eager to work. They're ready to work. And I mean, it seems like they're wide open from day one and ready to go. You know, just they're having fun. This group's having fun. And, you know, that makes it fun to come to the park every day. So, you know, looking forward to getting out there and starting games up again. Obviously that always makes everything move that much smoother, but, you know, so far it seems like a great group, and you can tell why, you know, the success has been around for as long as it has with that combined with the staff here. So, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun year, and, you know, I think they're ready to go right now.
Vince Catronio.
Good morning, Mitch. Could you dive a little deeper into Elvis? He follows a player that was extraordinarily popular in Oakland with Marcus. I know you've played against them. You know what Marcus brought to the table. And when he became a Blue Jay, kind of left a pretty significant hole, you know, in the A's and, you know, from the outside for fans thinking about that. So, you know, Elvis well from inside the clubhouse and the kind of leadership he brings. We saw him joking with Beltre all the time, but what more is there about Elvis that he can bring to the table to a winning culture?
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's when you look at that, it happens everywhere. You know, guys lose those popular players, that teams lose those popular players, and there's really no replacing those guys, the marks they leave on their teams, on their communities. But if you break it down, Elvis was kind of that guy in Texas as far as that goes. You know, he was big in the community. He was very popular in the clubhouse amongst the, you know, the people at the stadium. He just, you know, Elvis has got that same, a lot of the same characteristics that from what I saw Marcus had. You know, Marcus is kind of that guy that kind of like a glue guy, you know, and Elvis is the same way. You know, he keeps it fun. He keeps it light. He's so smart on the field. You know, it seems like he's two plays ahead of what's going on in the game. And, you know, Elvis has always had that. And he's a complete ball player. And as far as like joking around with Beltre, he already, you know, mirrored Chapman doing the pop-up yesterday right behind him, about 5 foot behind him. He was doing it with him. So I think you'll probably see the same type of stuff. It's already starting here in camp. And, you know, I hear them messing around over there, you know, already. So, you know, he's going to be ready to go. And I think, you know, he's still got a lot left in the tank. Elvis is a good ball player. And I think he's, you know, he looks determined and ready to prove it this year.
Manolo Hernandez, Duane.
Mitch, you know, something, you know, very peculiar is going to go on with the A's this year. You have one gold glove at first base. Matt Olson's got two. Have you been in a situation similar with other teams where you have more than one gold glover at first base? Are you looking forward to talk to him? Of course, he's going to be the regular there, but are you looking forward to talk to him, you know, picking his brains, he picking yours, to see what you can help each other?
Well, since you say that, when I got traded to San Diego last year, it was Hosmer and me over there. So, you know, Hosmer's got, I don't know how many as well. So, yeah, I feel like it's a good problem to have, I guess, when you look at it that way, but it's definitely, you know, it's fun to get over there and see guys that are really good. And like you said, like pick their brain, and obviously I'm here for whatever. So, I'm always open to talking about it and trying to get better and being there for them as well. But, you know, I've seen him play for a while now. He's great over there. And, it's been fun to watch how he's kind of developed too. So, you know, like I say, yeah, it'll be a blast to do that and kind of learn from each other, I guess.
Matt.
Just wanted to ask your perspective on somebody who's played for a few teams over the last year. Have you noticed differences in the way that teams kind of structure things to make sure they're following the health and safety protocols? And is there anything that you've noticed so far that that the A's do in terms of structuring the workouts here that I guess has stood out to you?
Well, as far as camp goes, this is really the first spring training that we've had to deal with it. So, I mean, this is different than anything I've ever done, you know. But obviously they're taking all the necessary steps and keeping us safe and healthy the best that they can. Obviously it's been kind of broken up into smaller groups and, you know, done that way. And I think the way it has to be done, you know, as far as I'm sure there's a lot of teams that are doing the same kind of the similar things, you know. But, yeah, as far as like in season compared to this spring training, everybody's got different ways of doing stuff. I think they have to cope with their surroundings and their environment. You know, with as far as Fenway went, you know, we were in suites for our lockers. You know, we had two players per suite and never went in the clubhouse. And, you know, they had shower trailers on the concourse. I mean, it was pretty crazy there. San Diego is a little more normal, but definitely felt safe in every environment that I've been in. And I think most players would echo that, you know, it seems like teams are really, really stepping up and trying to make sure we're, you know, we're safe and going out and doing it the right way.
And then just when you say that this spring is different than anything you've done, what are the biggest differences for you so far?
Well, I thought you were asking about the safety protocols and how
teams have done it.
Like, I haven't had a spring training where I've had safety protocols. We did last year. We went home during spring training.
Right. I was just wondering if there was anything specific so far about the way that you're able to kind of get work in during a spring training so far just this year compared to.
No, I mean, I think as far as the work goes, the work is still there. Like, I'm still getting every bit of my work. It's not like I'm having to abbreviate it or do something one day that I felt like I could have got done all in, you know, the day before or whatever. Like, still getting a ton of work in, still getting a ton of swings in, ground balls, all that stuff is the same. They just, they have to structure it to where, you know, it's not the whole team together doing it and standing around kind of thing. It's more like, you know, group of three, that type thing, kind of going in rotations.
All right. Thank you, Mitch.
Yep. Thank y'all.
Thanks very much.
Yep. Thanks, Mitch.